I'm Jamelyn Steffen, and this is Want to Wanted, episode number 58, Buffering. Welcome to Want to Wanted, a podcast for women of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints who are ready to ignite not only their sexual desire, but all of their desires to create a more fulfilling life and marriage. I'm Jamelyn Steffen. I'm a certified life coach, a wife, and a mother of seven children. I'm excited to share my personal journey to desire with you and teach you how to desire more as well. Hello, friends. Welcome to the podcast today. Today, I want to talk to you about the concept of buffering. So I guess first we have to define what is a buffer. So a buffer is anything that can lessen or moderate the impact of something else. So I think about my dining room chairs. They all have these little pads on the feet, you know, the bottom of the legs, so that the chairs will slide easily over my hardwood. And they also provide a buffer between the wood of the chair and the wood of my floors to decrease the chance of my floors getting scratched. I think about a school gymnasium. Most school gyms have pads on the walls at the end of the gym, right? So that when people are running really hard or playing sports really hard, and they run into that wall, those pads provide a buffer between the child and the wall to decrease the chance of serious injury. So the idea of a buffer is that it lessens the impact of something, okay? Humans want to feel good all the time. In fact, many of us feel really entitled to always feeling good. We like dopamine and we like a lot of it. So when we are faced with a negative emotion, our instinct is to get away from it as soon as possible. And one way that we do this is by using something to buffer, using something to decrease the impact of those negative feelings we're having. So when you buffer or you're buffering, you're using something outside to try and change how you feel emotionally, okay? It's avoiding yourself in a way and what's really going on for you by indulging in a false pleasure. The false pleasure being the thing that buffers against that negative emotion. So this is what it would look like. I feel stressed and overwhelmed with the amount of paperwork on my desk, and suddenly I feel like I really need to eat something. I'm not hungry. I just can't stand the sensation in my body that I feel when I'm stressed and overwhelmed. So I go looking for food because food is going to do two things for me, and they're both going to be distractions. So the first thing that food will do is just the act of eating, like chewing and swallowing, is going to distract me from that sensation of stress in my chest. And the second thing that it's going to do is if I go grab myself a piece of chocolate or whatever else it is that I put into my mouth, it's going to send a message to my brain and cause dopamine to be released now. So instead of stress, I'm feeling really good because I've used food to buffer against that stress. I've used it to lessen the impact of that negative emotion. Food gives me pleasure in that moment and relieves the negative emotion for a time. So how do you know if something is a buffer? Here's how you know. You have to be honest with yourself and say, is this giving a negative outcome in the end? Or am I using this to avoid a negative emotion and it's giving me a negative outcome? So if the answer is yes, it's a buffer. So for me, it's buffering because I'm relieving myself of some kind of negative emotion, and it also has a net negative impact on my life. So if you're willing to be honest with yourself, you will know that what you're doing is buffering because it's going to have a negative outcome for you, at least in part. So if I use food to feel good whenever I feel bad, it gives me an overall net negative in my life because one, I'm always feeling too full and yucky. Two, I'm gaining unwanted weight. Three, I beat myself up for overeating, which negatively impacts my relationship with myself. And four, I don't learn how to appropriately deal with my stress. I never learn how to just allow this very human experience. And so I always end up in the same cycle. So can you see what I mean? It's not because food is bad. It's not. We need food. We want to eat. And it's not that even good food is bad, right? That adds goodness to our life to eat something that is really delicious. But when you use food to escape negative emotions, you are actually just getting more negative in your life from it. Not to mention that the stress is still there. Like, no amount of buffering can actually take away that negative emotion. So not only do you have the original negative stuff you're working on, now you've added to it by eating way more than you know is good for you. So I want to give you some examples of some other common buffers. And I say common because honestly, so many things can be buffers. So here are just some examples. Shopping, like shopping too much. Hoarding or collecting things or keeping every little thing you have. Overdrinking. Overeating. Pornography. TV. Your phone, right? Like maybe a game on your phone or scrolling social media or surfing the web. Exercise can be a buffer. Cleaning can be a buffer. And I want to mention cleaning because I think I used to use cleaning my house to buffer against all the negative self-talk and the emotions that I had. Now, you may say, like, who cares if you do something like clean your house or exercise really hard to buffer? Does that really give you a net negative in your life? Well, for me, a clean house is great, but it was the intensity that I drove myself with that was the problem. On top of the fact that when I was using it as a buffer, I had 7 children living in my home, many of them little and messy and busy. So I never actually had that clean house. So I learned to work hard, but I was always frustrated and always so upset with myself and my failure to keep it all clean. On top of the fact that I never let myself rest because it was never done. It was never good enough. Whereas if I had just been willing to sit in the discomfort of my negative emotions, I think I would have been a lot kinder to myself. And I still would have wanted things tidy and I still would have worked, but it wouldn't have negatively impacted my relationship with myself like it did when I was using it as a buffer. Right? It's the same thing with exercise. Exercise is good for us. We want to exercise. But when we're over-exercising, when it becomes obsessive and we're driven to it, we have to look and say, how is this actually negatively impacting me? My husband was the one who gave me the idea to talk about buffering today because he will readily admit that he buffers with trip planning. He loves to go on vacation and he is super good at planning a vacation. And honestly, if you want to go on a trip, you actually do have a lot that needs to be thought about and a lot of details to work out. So trip planning in itself isn't bad. And he isn't always buffering when he's trip planning, but he admits that when he gets overwhelmed at work, he tends to trip plan. And he tends to trip plan in what I would call his prime work time. So instead of going through the piles of emails he needs to get through because of the current position he's in, he starts scrolling through the internet to look at possible vacations we could take. And it feels so good in the moment. And honestly, he says it feels like he's doing something very useful. But then once he's done and his opportunity to go through his emails has passed, now he's more overwhelmed with all the work and the emails that he needs to get to. And it's extra hard to get to them because now it's the time when he's home and he wants to be with the kids and he's really tired from a long day. And so it leaves him with a net negative in his life. If you reject and resist your negative emotions, you are always going to be looking for things to make you feel good. You're always going to be looking for that dopamine hit. And that means it's always going to be looking for false pleasure. And here's why I call it false pleasure. Because in the moment, it feels like real pleasure, right? So it's not that it isn't pleasure. I call it false pleasure because it doesn't have any lasting effect. Buffering only provides temporary relief from negative emotion. So once that dopamine wears off, those negative emotions, they come back. And they often come back more painful than before. Whereas when you are seeking real pleasure, the pleasure that comes from connecting with loved ones or eating what's really good for you at a portion size that you can be really happy with, or the pleasure that comes through getting through that pile of emails or paperwork, it may not hit as powerfully, but it hits and it lasts longer and actually feels good for good. Because even if you get a dopamine hit from completing a task you were avoiding, after that dopamine wears off, you have the peace of knowing that the task is done. You have a better relationship with yourself because you came through for yourself and all the pressure that was there before now is gone because the project is completed. So false pleasure doesn't last, and in fact, you can even feel worse after, whereas real pleasure lasts and leaves you feeling good. The pleasure that you get from buffering seems to have an equal and opposite negative outcome, whereas real pleasure just creates more goodness in your life. So we want to be really aware of what we use to buffer with and start to catch ourselves when we're doing it. Because if we go unconscious, as we tend to do as humans, we may find ourselves caught in a really terrible buffering cycle. And that cycle looks like feel unhappy and buffer with something. Now I feel more unhappy because not only do I have the original negative emotion, now I have the negative emotion that comes from the fact that I buffered. So then I buffer again, and then we feel even more unhappy. And so we buffer again, and it just becomes this endless cycle. So if as I talk, you're starting to get an idea of ways that you buffer, I want you to consider how your life would be better without the false pleasure that buffering gives you. I remember hearing an example of someone who is drunk. They may think they're having the time of their life, and you might be watching them thinking it looks like they're having the time of their life. But are they actually having so much fun? Because are they even really aware of themselves or what's going on around them? Are they actually connecting with people and living their best life? If you eat something because you feel stressed, do you really feel better? Or in reality, is the stress still there, but you're just less aware of it? Are you really suddenly so happy, or are you just less aware of how stressed you are? So what would happen if you were willing to trade false pleasure for well-being? If you choose to stop buffering against your negative emotions, then that is what you will be left with, negative emotions. And like I've taught you before, you can handle any negative emotion. In fact, allowing a negative emotion to just be in your body feels uncomfortable, but it doesn't create a net negative for you. It actually creates so much goodness in your life. The greatest benefit being that it will create more self-confidence for you. Because once you teach yourself that you can feel any negative emotion, that it can just be in your body and you're okay, suddenly you stop being afraid to feel negative emotions. You stop being afraid of failing or being embarrassed or being wrong or being vulnerable. You can handle it all because it's only a negative emotion. And that will increase your self-confidence so much. Another thing that you are left with if you choose to stop buffering is time. As you allow those negative emotions to be with you and to eventually pass from you as they always do, you will have so much more time. Buffering wastes your time because it's just a distraction from what needs to be taken care of. Watching TV instead of getting their schoolwork done actually robs my children of time because it just prolongs the agony and inevitably stops them from having other opportunities that come their way, like hanging out with their friends. Like, oh, I buffered by watching TV. Now I've got all this homework and my mom's not letting me go out to hang out with my friends. So if you opt to stop buffering, that space will be filled with the negative emotion you're avoiding, but it is also going to buy you time. And that time you can use to either change your thought that's creating that emotion or time to allow and process it and then get on with your life. Either is going to be more productive and helpful in the long run. Also, when you are buffering, you're in a state of taking. Like, give me this so I can feel better for a moment. You can feel more like a victim to your emotions and therefore more entitled to feel good right now. And so it's a very self-focused way to be. When you stop buffering, you can be more in a place to give to others. Now, it may feel impossible to you right now to stop your buffering behavior, whatever that is. If you overexercise, that may feel like cutting off your right arm to tell you to stop. Not to stop exercising, but to stop overexercising. Your brain believes that this is the only way that you can cope. This is the story, and I hear this from people who are caught in the buffering with overexercise. Like, it's the way I cope. Now, this podcast is called Want to Want It. But what about those of us who don't want to want it, but can't help ourselves? What if we have this lower desire, this buffer that we want to get rid of, but feel like we just can't? Like, we can't not want it. Because we know what we will feel if our buffer is taken away. We know, like, first of all, we're going to feel withdrawal from that buffer. And then we know we are going to be eventually left with the feeling that we're trying to avoid, that stress, the overwhelm, the self-loathing, the regret, the sadness, the grief, the failure, whatever it is, that's what we're going to be left with. And that makes it hard to want to stop buffering. But remember, buffering is giving you a net negative in your life. So if you think that just maybe you want to learn how to stop buffering or to at least buffer less, start by just getting curious about it all. Ask yourself, like, what is this feeling that I'm so afraid to feel right now? Buffering kind of plays into the idea of discomfort now or discomfort later. So if I'm willing to be uncomfortable now and feel the negative emotions that are here right now, I won't be uncomfortable later. But if I buffer now and choose false pleasure, I am choosing discomfort later because I will definitely feel it later. So you've got to be honest with yourself about that and get curious about what is it I'm trying to avoid. The world sells us buffering opportunities everywhere we turn. We have on-demand TV, caffeine, chocolate, buy now, pay later, 75% off sales, drugs and alcohol, the next cruise deal, pornography, social media scrolls. I mean, these are set up ideally for buffering, right? Electronic games, slot machines, processed food, websites with hyperlinks to other websites. I mean, I could go on forever. So I want you to be kind to yourself if you feel like you buffer. Most of us do. The idea of instant and constant gratification is being sold all day, every day to you. And we are built to seek pleasure. So don't be too hard on yourself because it's so easy to buffer. It's good to be able to look at these offerings with more awareness, though. Tell your brain, oh, that is so interesting. That company is selling me a buffer. It's selling me the lie that I can always feel good. That is so fascinating. Because remember, for many of us, life is 50-50. 50% of the time, we may not feel so great. And if we can just accept that, we can take ourselves out of the idea that we're entitled to feel good all the time and stop the behaviors that entitled people do. We're going to stop watching the porn, stop watching the hours of social media, stop the overeating, stop the overshopping. Again, not because you should never seek pleasure. Just seek real, lasting happiness, not that fleeting, momentary pleasure that turns to dust. If you were to never buffer with food again, you would always be your ideal weight. If you were to stop buffering by going shopping all the time, you would not have unwanted debt potentially, not have credit card debt potentially, and you certainly would only be left with the things in your life that you actually really love and really want and really enjoy. If you stop scrolling social media for hours at a time, you're going to be left with opportunities to connect with yourself and your spouse and with your children. If you can stop buffering, your life will have a net positive in it. So if buffering is a problem for you, I understand. If you feel like you struggle allowing negative emotions, I would love to talk to you and help you. I offer a free 25-minute session to anyone that wants free coaching. This is just a virtual call. It's done over Zoom where you can come and get some free help from me around buffering. And 25 minutes is so perfect because it can get you a little bit of help without taking a lot of time in your day. And it's enough time for me to offer you something that you can start implementing right away. If you are someone who's been curious about coaching and just wondering if it would actually be something that would help you, this free 25-minute session is perfect because you can get a taste for it and see if you actually want more of it and if it would benefit you. I know it seems really hard to believe, but summer is coming. Kids are going to be coming home. Family reunions are being planned. And even though many of us love these times and love the summer, it can be stressful. I have a 12-week coaching program that not only will help you learn how to allow negative emotions and stop buffering, but it can help you be a better spouse, a better parent, a better grandparent, a better boss, a better employee. It will teach you so many tools to improve all of your relationships and also help you to enjoy your summer way more. You're not going to be afraid about the conflict that may come up when you're camping with family, and you're not going to be worried about your kids being home all day, every day. This 12 weeks we spend together, well, okay, it's not every day for 12 weeks, but these 12 meetings that we have will equip you to handle anything that comes your way. I promise. The things I teach on the podcast are just a taste of what I can offer you when we work one-on-one. If you find that the podcast is helpful and you are ready to learn these concepts in a deeper, more personal way, and learn how to apply them to your specific situation, come and book a free session with me by clicking on the link in the show notes or by going to my website, jamelynstephan.com. I hope that you have a great week. Just get curious about what's going on. What are you afraid of feeling that makes it so that you want to buffer? And don't be hard on yourself if you're buffering. We are made to want to buffer. The world offers us lots of buffering opportunities. But if nothing else, we can start buffering less and start living more. See y'all later. Bye.
Thanks for listening today. If you like what you hear on the podcast and you'd like to learn more, feel free to head over to my website, jamelynsteffencoaching.com, or find me on Instagram or Facebook at jamelynsteffencoaching.